You're listening to SBS News.
Men's tennis world number one Novak Djokovic is leaving immigration detention after a court ruled the decision to cancel his visa last week was unreasonable. The 34-year-old Serbian, who is unvaccinated against COVID-19, flew into Melbourne last week for the Australian Open but was denied entry into the country. After his visa was cancelled last Thursday, Djokovic was taken to the Park Hotel in Carlton, which houses dozens of asylum seekers. Early on Monday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison backed up his department and the information it gave to tennis authorities.
But in relation to the government, our government, the federal government's advice to Tennis Australia, that was set out very clearly in November, as I read the extract from this very podium, it could not been more clear.
There were physical scenes amid opening arguments during Monday's online-only court hearing, with the official live stream crashing on and off as proceedings stopped and restarted multiple times. Australia's border rules currently ban non-double vaccinated overseas arrivals from entering the country unless they have a medical exemption from having the shots. According to court documents released on Saturday, Djokovic contracted COVID-19 on 16 December last year. His lawyers argued on Monday he was denied procedural fairness during the decision to revoke his visa, that he met the criteria for his vaccine exemption. Victoria's Health Minister Marvin Foley repeated that it was the federal government who had the final say on visa requirements.
You had to be approved by the Australian Commonwealth for entry into the country. Now, I know there's been some confusing commentary from different parts of the Commonwealth bureaucracy and agencies reported over the weekend, but that's an issue for the Commonwealth as to why their advice was confused. We determine who enters the tournament in partnership with Tennis Australia. We don't determine who gets a visa. Only one level of government determines that visa, and it's not the Victorian government.
His lawyers also said he had received an exemption from Tennis Australia and correspondence from the Department of Home Affairs saying he had met the requirements for quarantine-free travel to Australia. Judge Anthony Kelly is ordering he be paid costs and questions what more he could have done. Nick Wood, SC, says the tennis star was utterly confused by the situation when questioned by authorities at Melbourne Airport last week, as he thought he had done everything asked of him. And that confusion continues to attract widespread international attention. Dijana Jovnic in Serbia expressing her frustration.
This persecution that is happening with him must stop. They need to stop this. Please let Novak play tennis. He only wants to play tennis. He is not attacking anyone. He never attacked anyone. He is a humanist.
Australian Open chief Craig Tiley on Sunday the 9th of January told Channel 9 about conflicting and quickly changing directives in a challenging environment for the confusion that resulted in Djokovic being refused entry to Australia on a medical exemption. Although he's been released, Djokovic could face a further cancellation, but Immigration Minister Alex Hawke could possibly intervene and recancel the visa. Omar Bello, SBS News.